Center Stage Jackson is back after pretty much a year off, and we welcome Lisa Kreiderman and Carrie Swintek to the program today, and they're going to talk about what's going on this weekend. But Lisa, talk about Center Stage Jackson, and last year you really couldn't do much.
Right. We have been shut down for COVID for quite a while, and we are so excited to be back with live theater. We did put on one live show in August with Steel Magnolias that we put on at the Western Performing Arts Center, and we had a great response to that. So we're just really excited to be back live, and this is our next production,
so
The Guys.
That was your warm-up?
That was, yep. That was our debut.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And tell us about what you got going this weekend at the Michigan.
Sure. This production is called The Guys. It is based on the New York City fire captain who lost some men on 9/11, and he seeks out the help of a reporter, Joan, who is going to help him write some eulogies for the men that he lost. And that sounds like it's, you know, just going to be a horrible ordeal, but we really bring these men to life. And we
not a happy-go-lucky production.
Well, it doesn't sound like that, yeah. But these men have wonderful stories to tell, and they have, you know, some firehouse pranks and things that we learn about. So there are some happy moments, there's some lightness, and there's even a tango. So there's some unexpected fun that you will have at this event.
Is this a true story? Or?
It is based on a true story, for mm-hmm. sure. In fact, the very last eulogy is the actual eulogy that was given. Names are changed, but absolutely based on a true story.
So, Carrie, I imagine you're in this.
Yes, I play Joan, who is the writer that helps Nick write the eulogies for the guys.
So that's the main mm-hmm. character, right?
Yes, there are only two characters.
There's only two characters, yeah.
There's only two?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
So
yep.
Dave Trippett is from the Hillsdale-Jonesville area, and he plays the character Nick.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so is he a fireman?
Yeah, he'll play the fire captain. Yep. So the fire captain has to give the eulogies of the men he lost, and so he can't write these eulogies. So through a friend of a friend, he meets up with Joan, and she helps him write these eulogies by him telling the stories about these guys.
With just two characters, does that make it, I don't know, tricky or?
It is a little
challenging.
Tricky.
It's challenging.
It's
yeah.
a lot of words for two people to say. So basically they sit down in this living room set and have a conversation for an hour and a half, and the audience watches. And they've worked so hard, and we're so proud of them for all the work that they've put in. And they've done an amazing job.
Thank you.
So talk about your rehearsal and how you've prepared for this, Gary.
Yeah, so rehearsals have been going really well. And mm-hmm. then Dave and I have actually met up via Zoom a couple times to try to memorize lines. We've recorded lines, so we're constantly either looking at our book, asking our spouse to run lines with us, or listening to ourselves on tape to try to memorize all of these lines.
I mean, it sounds almost impossible for an hour and a half.
Yeah. I mean, it's a great story, though. It really is, mm-hmm. you know, and for us, you know, it's not so much us being actors up there. It's giving us that opportunity to honor the men and women who lost their lives that day, but also to honor and recognize the men and women who continue to give their lives every day and help keep us safe on a daily basis. So it's something we enjoy doing.
How did you pick this story out of?
Actually, Dave and Carrie approached me, and mm-hmm. And then I took it to Center Stage Jackson and said, this is a great project, let's do it. And Center Stage Jackson approved it and said, let's go for it. Then I approached Steve Tucker at the Michigan Theater, and he jumped on it as well. So it's been a great collaboration with them. And it's a project that we feel passionately about because it's so important. And this being the 20th anniversary of 9/11, it's a great time to do this.
So what about tickets, things like
mm-hmm.
that?
So tickets are available at michigantheater.org. You can also get there from our website, centerstagejackson.org. You can also get tickets at the door. They're $15. And so far we have plenty of seats available Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Let's mention your sponsors.
Sure. We have great community supporters for this, and the sponsors are making it possible for us to give to our benefit, which is the fire, the Jackson County Fire Chiefs Association. We'll be cutting them a big check at the end of this.
Fantastic.
Yes. So this our sponsors are Michigan Theater, Monster Motors, Sherry Good, Extreme Dodge, Level One Bank, Mission of Hope Cancer Fund, Pacific Tan, Total Landscaping Incorporated, the family of Cole Sova, #33, and then Pat and Linda Weber and myself.
Fantastic.
Yes.
So, and it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, right?
Mm-hmm, the matinee on Sunday.
Matinee on Sunday. So, what if somebody wants to get involved in Center Stage Jackson?
Yes, they can go to our website. We have a tab there for volunteering. We love to have new faces. You don't have to be talented. We can put you backstage if you're interested, or we can train people. All levels of talent are welcome.
So how is memorizing all these lines?
So it's been interesting, but the good part is this is actually the second time performing this play. So once we picked up the script, Dave and I both felt like, okay, you know, some of this is coming back to us. But now it's just really fine-tuning and making sure we, you know, send this powerful message.
Because I guess in a normal performance, you have time to regroup. Here, it sounds like there's,
yeah.
I mean, you're right there.
Exactly.
For
yep.
an hour. Yeah.
Something starts to fall, we're on the fly. So,
wow.
Yeah.
So go to your website anyway for more information. You have more shows coming up.
Lots more shows coming up, and they're all listed on our website. Our very next production is coming up soon. It's Little Shop of Horrors, and that will be hosted at the East Jackson High School, the secondary school, I think they call it, at their auditorium there.
Yeah, and I see Wizard of Oz in here.
Wizard of Oz in the spring.
And Cabaret.
Cabaret and our dinner theater at the winery at Sandhill Crane.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hey, thanks for coming out.
Thank you for having
Good
us.
Good luck again. It's Friday and Saturday night at 7.
Mm-hmm. Sunday at 3.
Sunday at 3 o'clock for the guys for the Jackson County Fire Chiefs Association.